The Pleasure of My Company. Written and read by Steve Martin.
This all started because of a clerical error. Without the clerical error, I wouldn't have been thinking this way at all. I wouldn't have had time. I would have been too preoccupied with the new friends I was planning to make at Mensa, the International Society of Geniuses. I'd taken their IQ test, but my score came back missing a digit. Where was the one that should have been in front of the 90? I fell short of genius category by a full 50 points, barely enough to qualify me to sharpen their pencils. Thus, I was rejected from membership and facing a hopeless pile of red tape to correct the mistake. This clerical error changed my plans for a while and left me with a few idle hours I hadn't counted on. My window to the street consumed a lot of them. Nice view. I can see the Pacific Ocean, though I have to lean out pretty far, almost to my heels. Across the street is a row of exotically named apartment buildings, which provide me with an unending parade of human vignettes. My building, the Chrysanthemum, houses mostly young people, who don't appear to be out of work, but are. People in their 40s seem to prefer the Rose Crest. Couples whose children are grown gravitate toward the Tudor Gardens, and the elderly flock to the Ocean Point. In other words, a person can live his entire life here and never move from the block. I saw Elizabeth the other day. What a pleasure. She didn't see me, though. She doesn't know me. But there was a time when Liz Taylor and Richard Burton had never met, yet it doesn't mean they weren't in some metaphysical place already in love. Elizabeth was pounding a for lease sign into the flower bed of the Rose Crest.